WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Financial issues plague us all, especially in these times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these uncertain financial times weekdays from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Bortman. Throughout Florida, there are now over 432,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, which have claimed more than 5,900 lives. 143 people in Duval County have died out of over 20,000 infections. People in both Clay and St. John's counties who've been hit hard by the pandemic could soon get some financial help. In Clay County, one-time payments of up to $1,000 cash per household are now available. You'll have to apply for the benefit from the Clay County CARES Act program and could only use the money for rent, mortgage, or utilities. The terms for getting a piece of CARES Act funds designated for St. John's County are still being worked out, but the Board of County Commissioners says that $46 million will be distributed. Shouting turned to shooting last night on Dunn Ave and Duval Road in Jacksonville, and now a man is dead. Police say two drivers got into it, and as one drove away, the other opened fire. They found the car crashed about a mile away. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine earlier in the day, and then scattered thunderstorms develop in the afternoon. The high today will be 91. This evening, overcast with a chance of rain. 75 degrees will be the low, and right now it is 73. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Senate Republican stimulus proposal would decrease the next round of federal unemployment benefits from $600 a week to $200 a week. Just a few weeks before the Democratic National Convention, hundreds of Bernie Sanders delegates have pledged to vote against their party's platform if it does not include support for Medicare for All. And local teachers' unions are now making new demands before the beginning of the school year.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Well, it's kind of getting a little interesting there. The Bernie Bros decided, hundreds of them, by the way, that does include ladies, no sexist comment. I'm just telling you, it's what they call them.
Right.
The Bernie. By the way, you know what they call the Bernie Bros?
Why is that?
This is what the Clinton, remember Bill Clinton? I think we got the clip. That's right, all those Bernie Bros, bunch of sexists. They found out that a bunch of good-looking women were working on the Bernie campaign back in 2016, so they decided to join the campaign to meet girls.
Okay.
So they're a bunch of sexists. Okay, anyway. Hey.
Do what they can to support the country.
You got to have a little humor. Hey, folks, the three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio, I guarantee it, you will be entertained. All the way with you to 9 a.m., Ed Dean and Mr. Excitement himself, Roger Henderson, right here on talk radio, WBOB. All right, let's get to a lot of the news. So this week, the Senate Republicans unveil their proposal. One of the sticking points that liberals aren't going to like is something that they coined up with, collaborated with the Republicans and the Democrats back in April and May earlier this year, was to extend federal unemployment benefits up to $600 a week on top of your state giving you unemployment benefits. Some people making up to $900 to $1,000 a week, getting paid more to stay at home than to go back to work. Fox News' Kristen Fisher reports the Republicans want to knock that down from $600 to $200 a week once the proposal kicks in.
Unveiled the GOP's plan for phase four, which includes $105 billion for education and a reduction in federal emergency unemployment benefits to $200 a week.
To $200 a week, whether or not this will fly, Chief of Staff for the White House Mark Meadows says that they want to make sure that people aren't getting paid to stay home when they could go back to work.
The original unemployment benefits actually paid people to stay home. The president's been very clear. Our Republican senators have been very clear. We're not going to extend that provision.
So on this one, even former Reagan economist Art Laffer says, why are we looking at a plan that wants to tax people who work and pay people who don't?
You don't want to tax people who work and pay people not to work. That's just the silliest thing in the world. Nancy Pelosi says the best way to stimulate the economy is to give unemployment benefits to people who are unemployed. Hello, when you pay people not to work, which is what unemployment benefits are, you're going to get more people not working.
Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, I'm reading too much into this, and I'll be the first one to admit this. She says she believes the 2020 election is in jeopardy because, well, the president's still in bed with Vlad.
But I will say this, because we believe that our electoral system is in jeopardy. The president of the United States has spoken to Putin, what, 7 times since the end of March, and has never brought it up. This undermining of our electoral system is undermining our Constitution.
We'll get into that here in a couple of moments. When it comes to all the protests that have been taking place, where are all the peaceful protests? Do you see any more? For the most part, no. Former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel was on with The View. Meghan McCain says, Mayor, you've got all of these cops being killed, people being shot. Of course, the Democrats act like nothing is going on. And she says, when you look at violence, this has become really, really bad. And the Democrats just kind of want to brush it off. This is what she said. Listen to the mayor's response.
The protesters have set fire to a federal courthouse in Seattle. They burned a juvenile detention center, construction sites. We're seeing reports of Molotov cocktails being thrown at police officers, lasers sent to blind them. There's this weird, I think, difference between the way conservatives are viewing this and Democrats. The second you start burning things, destroying property, let alone murdering or shooting people like happened in the CHOP zone, I'm out. And I do think there's this weird narrative that if you somehow are against violence or don't want your neighborhood looking like Portland, that you somehow aren't for peaceful protesting. I actually think it's a really dangerous narrative for Democrats. Do you agree with me or disagree with me? And what do you think of this fracture between the left and the right on this?
So that was a question asked by Meghan McCain.
Reasonable question.
Listen to the former mayor's response by saying, well, wait a second. It's the Trump crowd. It's the federal government trying to make Antifa the face of all the protest.
Well, Megan, here's what I would say is, you said protesters. There are moms out in Portland. There are other people legitimately raising questions about
the challenge. There's also Antifa.
That's right. Well, that's what I'm saying. So they're not, I wouldn't paint a broad stroke is my short answer. There are people trying to hijack these legitimate protesters and create violence. And I think in the response from the federal government shouldn't be trying to make Antifa the face of the protest.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You could play this argument all day. If somebody commits a crime, uses a gun in a Walmart, people die, which is very unfortunate. We want to blanket the whole pro-gun group out there as saying that this is the reason why we need gun control. Or if a few protesters might break the law. The bottom line I keep asking is, where are all the peaceful protests? Well, we don't see those anymore. Don't see them in Jacksonville. See them in Miami. Don't see them in Orlando.
As Meghan McCain said, you know, once things started getting crazy, the peaceful ones who wanted to, you know, abide by the law, they just stopped going.
Yeah. Roger, shutdowns is going to be a big debate you watch coming up in the next several weeks with the 2020 election. As more communities, especially in some of the Democratic states, are looking to reshut down things when it comes to the economy. Even the latest Fox News poll came out shows that if lockdowns continue in through the November election, it does not bode well, believe it or not, for the Democrats. Molly Hemingway, senior editor from The Federalist.
Do in response to the coronavirus? Do you wait around for another year, keep everything shut down, and just keep throwing money at people that we don't have? And I think it is also worth wondering whether in November there will be a problem for Democrats that they're pushing so hard in this keep everything locked down mode that I don't think people are entirely in favor of.
Fox News senior analyst Brett Hume says, despite what we might have saw back in late March and early April, right now there doesn't seem to be an appetite for any more lockdowns.
Some experts are concerned, and we're seeing increases in some places and others the decline continues. The larger question, as we do about the cases that are turning up now, some as a result, of course, of cases being discovered by testing, some obviously new infections, is whether we're going to go back to lockdown in some places. I don't think there's any appetite for it politically. And unless we knew more about who was being infected and how seriously and whether they're going to recover, you can't really make a case for resuming lockdowns in places where they've been eased. I just don't think that makes any sense at all.
Several doctors met up at Capitol Hill this past week outside on the steps of Capitol Hill trying to get some notoriety about talking about what the media is only covering is just all about the cases. The cases. Dr. Dan Erickson from the Accelerated Urgent Care says, hey, cases are not people that are sick. People that have cases are very healthy people. What you should be realizing and should be focused on are hospitalizations out there.
On the media is that they were saying cases, 5,000 new cases. A case is a person healthy that tested positive, the vast majority. But the public hears cases and thinks, oh my goodness, these are sick people. No, the vast majority, 99.8% of people get through this with little to no progressive or significant disease. But the cases, every day, all the major media, the cases. That is not what we should be talking about. Hospitalizations, that's fair.
So there he goes. He says the hospitalization rates is what should be taken a look at. Food prices going back up to record levels at cost at local supermarkets, the highest that's taken place since 46 years ago. Fox Business Network, Christina Partilanovis.
Well, we know Americans right now are trying to cut back, and often grocery bills are the first ones to see those cutbacks. But we're seeing prices increase for certain categories at the highest level in 46 years. We know that poultry, meat, as well as eggs all increased, and that contributed to the uptick. But beef prices increased to the highest monthly rate we've seen ever recorded at 10.8%. We're also seeing dairy increase.
Just remember, a couple months ago, it was the U.S. government that purchased $3 billion of food from farmers because it was part of an excess because of COVID breaking out at some of the food plants.
This week, the U.S. is buying $3 billion of agricultural products from farmers who are struggling with a pretty big surplus right now and distributing that food to hungry Americans across the country. Here's some of the details of this purchase. $461 million in fresh fruits and vegetables, $317 million in dairy, $258 in meat, and a combination of a number of these in a combination box, they call it, $175 million.
How many of y'all have heard this before, that having chocolate can help when it comes to heart disease?
Good news for chocolate fans. Eating the delicious treat more than once a week could help lower your chances of developing coronary heart disease. This according to a study from the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston.
So the question is, wait a second, dark chocolate, milk chocolate? Listen to City MD, Dr. Jeanette Nieswald. She says dark chocolate, done by somebody studies, is good for your heart when it comes to coronary conditions, but you've got to do it in moderation.
If you eat chocolate about once a week, moderation, then potentially it can lower your blood pressure. It can improve blood flow and circulation to the brain and to your heart, and might even have a positive impact.
Roger, put that Hershey bar down. Maybe have a bite of that.
Okay. On your HDL, which is the good cholesterol. Mm-hmm. But the key is which chocolate. Most likely it's the dark chocolate, because chocolates contain what's called polyphenols, flavonols, which are strong antioxidants. They help fight inflammation in the body.
All right, you're shaking your head over there. Why?
Superfood, right? No, here's the deal. Okay. I don't know if this is true or not. Right. I'm not buying it, but I'm not saying it's not true at the same time, okay? The chocolate industry has had a history of coming out with these, quote, scientific studies.
Right.
That I don't even know if they're peer reviewed. That are
I don't know either.
That prove that the chocolate is good for you. I remember, I said about 10 years ago, they were saying that it fights tooth decay. You know?
So dark chocolate versus milk. We had to clarify that.
It might work. I don't know.
Coming up next, the Bernie bros say unless a Medicare for All provision is put in the Democratic platform, they're going to jump ship. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-06.
Kale, chocolate.
Kale, chocolate.
Quinoa.
Coming up next.
All the superfoods.
Can I put a little conspiracist here coming up on the break? Back what Nancy Pelosi said in a few moments, and we're going to come back, about what she said about believing the 2020 election is in jeopardy. Mm. Little Area 51. Let's play coming up next. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
It's still early and we're still looking pretty good, but as always, we have some light traffic at NAS Jax. Add an extra few minutes and we can't see everything. So if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Expect afternoon showers today with a high of 91. This evening, cloudy with a low of 75. Right now, it is 74 degrees.
This crisis has made us realize what's important in our lives. Here at Donald Matthews Law, we realize that also. My firm handles a general practice consisting of bankruptcy, family law, personal injury, real estate, and estate planning. I'm a Jacksonville native and have been a practicing attorney in the area for almost 50 years. In a world where nothing is constant, we are. Call us for a free consultation, 904-695-3002. Law Office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
City Rescue Mission's 12th Annual Champions Challenge Charity Golf Tournament is coming up on Monday, August 31st at the beautiful TPC Sawgrass Stadium course. You've watched the Players' Championship. Now, come enjoy a beautiful, all-inclusive day playing on that course, all while helping the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida. City Rescue Mission has been serving our neighbors in need for nearly 75 years, and especially during the recent months with the COVID-19 crisis. We've been hard at work caring for and protecting our vulnerable homeless neighbors. Join City Rescue Mission in providing hope, healing, and change to those in need by playing in the Champions Challenge Charity Golf Tournament, August 31st. Registration for sponsors, foursomes, and individual players are now open. For more information and to register, visit crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is what you missed on America First. When we talk about statues being removed, who do you think did most of the removal? It wasn't the rioters. The majority, local authorities, caved to the extremists, caved to the rioters, and removed the statues themselves.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the 2020 election is in jeopardy because of the president's relationship with Russia. Because of COVID, more high schoolers are considering trades rather than going to college. And a new study shows eating dark chocolate could help prevent coronary heart disease.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
But I will say this, because we believe that our electoral system is in jeopardy. The president of the United States has spoken to Putin, what, 7 times since the end of March, and has never brought it up. This undermining of our electoral system is undermining our Constitution.
20 minutes after 6 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here, Talk Radio, WBOB. Roger, I told you, I base things on facts, and if there's anything that's opinion, I'll preface it. This is kind of one of these, more of an opinion, but more of a question in an opinion way. Mm-hmm. When the speaker comes out and says, uh-oh, the 2020 election is in jeopardy, wait a second. She's out there over the last couple weeks going, he's done, he's gone, mm-hmm. Put the knife, stick the fork, roll him over for the meat roast here, he is gone.
Right.
And now they come out and go, well, we think the 2020 election is in jeopardy because of Trump and Putin. Wait a second. How do you go back a week to 2 weeks earlier? You got the polls all behind your back out there,
right,
by claiming you're going to win this thing by double digits. There's no way the president can win, is what we're told. And yet now she comes out and says, well, I think this is a CYA just in case.
You know what? I think it's really more of a PR wrench she's kind of throwing in the works there to make people suspicious that the president is being somehow controlled by Vladimir Putin.
Well, but
it's obviously for public consumption.
But that's an old narrative out there.
Right.
We've already known this. But what I'm saying is that they are ready to spike? Folks, the game hasn't started. Mm-hmm. The point spread is 40-1, they're going to win. The place your bets, as they would say. Mm-hmm. Why are we even having the game? Just tap out, Mr. President.
Yeah.
And then she comes out yesterday and says, well, we think that the election is in jeopardy. Why would you think the election is in jeopardy out there if you think this is going to be a slam dunk?
Well, maybe she's got some inside, you know, word on some polling data that the rest of us have not seen yet. Or she could be thinking from her mind she's just running up the score just as a safety net.
You know? Interesting out there on that issue here. So I'm just kind of curious. 831-0600. Here, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. Are you guys ready for this? We were told that the protest did not spread COVID. But for those of you in Florida, for going out and hitting the beaches and the parks, that did cause the spread of COVID. Well, listen to Phil Murphy. He says neither of that has caused increases in his state.
Yes, the evidence we have that beaches, parks, the peaceful protests outdoors, folks have handled themselves really well, and we don't see a whole lot of spread from any of that activity.
All right, so there you go. So I guess, you know, they always wanted to sit back and go, well, the protest didn't cause any spikes, but going to the beaches did, and now you got one of the most liberal governors in the state going, in the country going, nah, the beaches and the parks, Roger, that didn't cause any increases out there whatsoever.
Would have been nice if he'd included churchgoers as well.
Well, it wasn't outside. Inside, yeah. Mike Ditka. How many of y'all remember Mike Ditka?
Yeah, football coach, Chicago Bears.
That's right.
The Bears.
That was being interviewed by TMZ. Mike, Coach Ditka, in your world, because now we have Major League Baseball where they're kneeling down during the national anthem, besides the football, what is next? He says, you know what, would never happen if he was like, let's say, NFL commissioner or in his world, it wouldn't happen. Listen to what he says. He gets pretty dogmatic.
The whole kneeling thing in the NFL, you got guys saying that they're going to do it. I'm seeing all these baseball players now, different teams watching baseball. You got the Reds kneeling, the A's, the Giants. A lot of teams are kneeling. Athletes are kneeling. In your league here, you're the chairman of this thing. Is that going to be allowed if the women want to take a knee during the anthem? What's the policy on that for you guys?
Well, if it was up to me, I'd say no. If you can't respect our national anthem, get the hell out of the country. Then that's the way I feel. Of course, I'm old-fashioned, so I'm only going to say what I feel. I think there's a way that you protest and there's a way you don't protest. You don't protest against the flag, and you don't protest against this country who's given you the opportunity to make a living playing a sport that you never thought would happen. So I don't want to hear all the crap.
Ditka actually lives in the, because I knew Lou Holtz lives down just south of there, Palm Coast.
Exactly, yeah. Ditka, if I'm not mistaken, you know, lives within our listening area, Palm Coast, Florida. Yeah.
Interesting.
Flagler County.
Just get the heck out.
Yeah.
Just get out. But then again, I'm old fashioned.
Leave the country.
Yeah. Here's, we were having this discussion yesterday among some friends, and I think you and I are the same mind. I mean, I think a lot of people are not happy with what happened with the kneeling down. I think a lot of them, I don't think that, did the viewership go down? Maybe, listen, I think some of the games went down based on some of the teams not really doing too well.
Right.
Some of the other teams actually did okay. Papa John's took a massive hit. They lost about 10% of their business. I think it was more the guilt by association. But I think as many of us that may not like it, I don't know if this is actually going to decline the viewership. What do you think?
Probably not at all. But they'll, you know, they'll complain. They may not buy the merchandise, which is a major profit center for the football teams. But I think they'll probably continue to watch.
Coming up on 25 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A little bit of slow traffic on Atlantic Boulevard headed west just before Kernan. Add about 1 or 2 extra minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Expect afternoon showers today with a high of 91. This evening, cloudy with a low of 75. Right now, it is 74 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so here's some good news for a change.
Mary's husband had to go into full-time assisted living due to Alzheimer's. And since COVID, she hasn't been able to see him. After being apart for 114 days, she came up with a brilliant solution. She got a job washing dishes at the memory care unit. She said her husband immediately recognized her, even with her mask on. And they shared a long hug full of tears. She also said she doesn't really need the money, so she's going to use her next paycheck to do something nice for the staff. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
This year marks the 63rd anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 63 years, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 63 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. During the month of July, Bogers would like to express their appreciation for our area nurses, healthcare workers, and first responders. So all month long, these courageous individuals will receive a 20% discount on their entire purchase at Boger Shoes. The entire staff at Boger's would like to thank these professionals for everything they do. Boger Shoes is taking the coronavirus and your safety very seriously. For your protection, Boger staff and CPETs will be wearing gloves and masks while serving you. Boger's thoughts and prayers are with their customers and this community during this difficult time. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
To degree or not degree, that's the question faced by many high school seniors as COVID-19 transforms the college experience, and not in a good way. As college costs climb and universities move instruction online, more students are asking what sorts of jobs they can get without an undergrad degree.
Fox Business Network, Jerry Willis. You know, back in the days of the Great Depression, more companies were started back then. Business owners, a lot of business owners now starting more companies out there. Some of the high schoolers are looking to maybe start their own thing by learning a new trade. Some of the colleges, I think it was University of Miami and other colleges, are being sued in some of these class action lawsuits because they're not dropping their college prices because you're not going to online campus.
Yeah, they shut the
You're going to online campus. You're not going on to campus.
Yeah, you're doing it online. And, of course, you know, that's the whole experience. That's what they pay for.
Yeah. So yeah. Where's my cheaper college? Coming up next, Duval teachers are now making, some are saying some absurd, yes, teachers unions making some absurd request before they open back up for schools. It's got to do with COVID. And by the way, we were told that kneeling down during the national anthem, wait till you hear this clip, is the same thing as kneeling down in religious service. Would you agree with that?
I don't think so.
No, I'm not trying. I'm just trying to figure it out.
That's an interesting spin.
All of this coming up next, right here. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It totals $1 trillion, a new coronavirus relief bill unveiled by Senate Republicans. Democrats already criticizing the proposal, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that Republicans are open to negotiations. Democrats have a $3 trillion-plus plan of their own that's pending in the House. President Trump says the U.S. moving at record speed to develop and distribute a coronavirus vaccine. The U.S. hopes to have such a vaccine ready to go by the end of the year or early next year. Attorney General Barr goes before a House committee today. He'll talk about the federal response to riots gripping a number of American cities. On Wall Street, stock futures in the red this morning. Dow futures down 98 points. NASDAQ futures off 40. S&P futures down 10. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Some guys tried to steal a cash machine by bagging their pickup through a convenience store's doors and loading it onto the truck. That did not work. The ATM was too heavy. This happened early yesterday morning on University Boulevard. There's video of the incident. The would-be thieves hopped back in the truck, sped away, then parked it next door, and got out and ran.
They argued, one of them fired a gun at the other, and now one's dead, and at last word, the other was still at large. Jacksonville police say it happened last night on Dunn Ave and Duval Road. The shooter opened fire as the victim was driving away. The victim made it about a mile before his car crashed. If you know anything about this, please contact the police. 143 people in Duval County have died out of more than 20,000 COVID-19 infections. St. Johns County, meanwhile, has had nearly 3,000 cases, and Clay, over 2,500. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Dr. Eric Aguilar, retired U.S. Navy chief, is ready to serve as your next representative in Congress for Florida's 4th District, serving Nassau, St. John's, and parts of Duval County.
After serving the people of our country, it's time for me to continue my service for the people in our communities. I'm stepping up to the front line to work for families all across the First Coast, from Fernandina Beach and Hilliard to Jacksonville, down to St. Augustine, and everywhere in between. Are you ready to get to work with me?
Cast your vote by August 18th.
I'm Dr. Eric Aguilar, and I approve this message.
Eric for Congress.
Paid for by Eric Aguilar, congressional race candidate.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A little bit of slow traffic on Atlantic Boulevard headed west just before Kernan. Add about 1 or 2 extra minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds and sunshine, then afternoon thunderstorms with a high of 91. Tonight, the low will drop to 75. Right now, 73 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With just a few weeks before the Democratic National Convention, hundreds of Bernie Sanders delegates have pledged to vote against their party's platform if it does not include support for Medicare for All. Local teachers' unions are now making new demands before the school year opens. And the Senate Republican stimulus proposal would decrease the next round of federal unemployment benefits from $600 a week to $200 a week.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 6:34, good morning. The podcast follows the morning show. A lot of things you may not hear on the morning show. Sometimes you hear more of an extension. It's pretty good, about 15, 20 minutes, very fast-paced with a lot of the guests we have on. Just go to WBOB.com and click on right where it says The Ed Dean Extra. Again, that's WBOB.com. More as we continue to roll along. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson here. Now new demands by many school districts throughout the state. Are you guys ready for this? They're now having protests taking place. We're having them in Orlando and the South Florida Teachers Unions Association, Duval County as well.
There are several criteria they say that they would like to see met before they feel comfortable going back into the classroom. They're calling the event, quote, a day of action against pandemic inaction. DCPS School Board voted in favor of a reopening plan with virtual, brick and mortar, and hybrid options available depending on a child's grade level. Protesters say they wouldn't feel safe going back to campuses until there have been at least 14 days of zero reported new local community cases, testing and contact tracing measures are enhanced, and a disciplinary component is added to the Duval County Schools mask requirement.
That's from Action News Jax. Now, folks, this is becoming absurd. Here we go. There has to be... Now, remember, the CDC was talking about a less than a 5% increase, okay?
All right.
Now the teachers' unions are kind of backtracking on this. They said, well, we wanted to follow CDC guidelines. Now the teachers' unions and many municipalities also, again, this pretty much is not all, as we say, counties out there, school districts, because some don't have the COVID problem. You go out to Northwest Florida, they're ready to open back up. Okay.
Right.
But you've got many of the big cities out there, for example, like Jacksonville has said that unless there's rigorous testing, tracing, widespread, accessible, and frequent screen testing, unless masks are added as part of the code violation for noncompliance, unless ordinance to put fines on failure to comply with city mask, again, these are the teachers' unions out there, and there has to be at least 14 days of zero reported new local community cases. You know how long that could happen?
It's years.
Could happen for years. We told you this was the teachers' unions doing all this.
What's going to end up happening, though, they're going to end up shooting themselves in the foot because parents are going to have to send their kids to school somewhere.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a greater demand for school choice.
That's right. And they say that they want consistent Social distancing, student and staff schedules are designed to ensure 6 feet apart. In fact, folks, listen to this. In St. John's County, how many of y'all know where that is? That's right, St. Augustine out there. St. John's County, the unions in the school district, because it's election season, the school district and the teachers' unions have reached a tentative agreement. In other words, it's just a like, hey, Roger, we're going to have an agreement. We're going to shake hands, but we're going to put ink to paper here.
Right.
That hasn't happened yet, but the tentative agreement where it would allow teachers in the county to take an unpaid leave of absence if they don't feel safe returning to the classroom. Okay. Uh-oh. Here's the point. The agreement would allow teachers to take a pause for the 2021 school year. Doesn't tell you how long the pause is.
Hmm.
The agreement was one of three that district and union representatives have outlined. They say that when they return, they will still have the same salary, but it could not necessarily be the same position. Folks, the unions were winning. Let's be honest, at least on the PR movement. To me, the unions were winning. School safety, we don't want to, kids, even though the numbers are way down, they've been misreported about those catching COVID-19 among young people. But, okay, hey, now they sit back and say, we want zero, not percentage, zero new cases before any kid goes back to school. That means zero of all people. There you go, folks. As Roger said, that could take a year.
It could take a year. It could take longer than that, to be frank with you. And I'm thinking about the student. You can't ask a 15, 16, and 17-year-old to put their life on hold and come back at the age of 20. Okay, now you can finish high school.
Florida Union Association, for the Florida Education Association Union President, Frederick Ingram. This is what he said with Fox Business Network David Asman.
You say we have to see some kind of decline. That's pretty vague. Can you be more specific? What numbers are you looking at that would make you feel satisfied to reopen?
Absolutely. Well, the federal government and the CDC phase one said that they would like to see a 14-day decline. And so that's what we're sticking to.
Okay, so remember we asked the question last week, a 14-day decline from what?
Right.
Because some of the things that we've been told was like below a 5%. Percentage of those being new COVID cases. Now we're being told they want zero new cases.
30 children in the United States, 30 under the age of 15 have died of COVID. Now, 190 children die of the flu each year, and we don't close schools for that. Do the stats really justify a closing?
We don't want to play, or we don't want to play truth or dare with any child. We don't want to play duck, duck, goose,
right,
or musical chairs.
But we have 190 children dying every year with the flu, and we keep the schools open for that. We have 30 children dying of COVID. So, why not close for the flu then?
Yeah. So he forgot another nursery rhyme. Red light, green light. All right. So anyway, so that
duck, duck, goose.
That's right. I think you already said that one. So my question, Roger, is it plausible to sit back and say, until they're in your county, not even in a single area, in your county, until there are zero cases on one day, folks, that's not what they're saying here. What they're saying is they want at least 14 days of zero. That's like saying to the delivery driver, well, the roads are kind of dangerous unless you stop. Now follow me now. Unless you stop 14 days of serving alcohol from DUIs, okay. Unless you stop 14 days of on-the-road accidents, no bumper-to-bumper, no deaths, we're not getting back on the road. Guess what? Never going to happen.
You know what? I thought that when they wanted the 14 days of decline, that meant that if you have, maybe 20 cases on day one, then the following day it's 18, then the day after that it's 16. That's the decline I thought. And you were saying that was unreasonable. Now they want to have no reports whatsoever.
Well, I was just asking what were the percentages guidelines?
Well, here's the deal. I understand that parents are concerned about the safety of their kids. They, although the statistical likelihood of the kid getting really gravely ill as a result of COVID-19 is very small for a young person, they still are concerned. I say give them options. If a parent wants to do online schooling, let them do it. If they want to go back to school in person, maybe there's an option for that too.
Wow, I think a lot of people would probably go along with you on that one as well. Guess what? The Bernie bros have said, unless there is a Medicare for all inside the party's platform, they plan to jump ship.
Vice President Biden said his plan would cost $750 billion over 10 years. If you're talking to a lawmaker, January 2021, and they say, Senator, give me a number, Medicare for all, an approximate number, how much would it cost?
Somewhere between 30 and 40 trillion over a 10-year period.
30 to 40 trillion over 10 years. Let us go back to the tape. former President Barack H. Obama on the Medicare for All.
Is placing an unsustainable burden on taxpayers.
We can fix this in a way that is sensible, that is centrist. I have rejected a whole bunch of provisions that the left wanted.
Democrats aren't just running on good old ideas like a higher minimum wage. They're running on good new ideas like Medicare for All.
And I actually feel very strongly about this is that we need to have Medicare for All.
Medicare for All would save the American people a very large amount of money.
Healthcare was on the ballot, and healthcare won.
A healthcare won. Did Medicare for All win? Now, remember, you heard Barack H. Obama say, hey, that's right. I wanted to do the Medicare for All, and Hillary wanted, and I wanted to be more centrist. And then he talked about bragging a little bit of Medicare for All. Now, all the Democrats, of course, have campaigned for it. Again, let us go back to the tape. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, maybe my district they'll support it. But they're not going to support it throughout the rest of the country.
I'm not a big fan of Medicare for All. I mean, I welcome the debate. It is expensive. Who pays is very important. It would increase the vote in my own district, but that's not what we need to do in order to win the Electoral College.
According to the news reports out there, unless they say that they get a Medicare for All inside the party's platform. By the way, folks, we're in less than, I believe, 3 weeks before the Democratic National Convention. Hundreds of Sander delegates have said they're going to vote against their party's platform if it does not support the Medicare for All.
About the execution piece here, we currently have a government that is shut down over $5 billion. We have a government that does not run anything well outside of perhaps the military, and we know that there's even a lot of waste in the military. So even if we could find this fantasy money somewhere to pay for it, the reality is, why does anybody think that our federal government could actually execute this for 300 million plus people?
That's New York Times best-selling author.
Very good point.
Carol Rock.
What does the government do right except the military?
Yeah.
You know, maybe a few things here and there. Coast Guard, maybe.
But yeah, but the bottom line is, what if it happened like this? What if a government shutdown takes place? How are you going to suffice that? So this is going to be interesting to see what happens. Does Biden go for the Medicare for All? He criticized it heavily, heavily during the campaign of the Democratic primary. Now he's not doing interviews. A second decline, by the way, with Chris Wallace from Fox News. So this is going to be interesting to see what happens in the next few weeks about the ODB, old Dirty Bernie, out there in the Bernie Bros and the Medicare for All. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Roads are looking nice and smooth. The only thing stopping you this morning is some construction work happening on West Beaver Street headed east, right between Stockton and 95. Be aware, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds and sunshine, then afternoon thunderstorms with a high of 91. Tonight, the low will drop to 75. Right now, 73 degrees.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7888. That's 904-213-7888. Or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations. Done in a day. Beautiful for life.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code WBOB. Or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059. It's been quite a year. The events we've experienced thus far in 2020 will change us forever. This weekend, CBS Audio presents America, Changed Forever, hosted by Gil Gross. From the coronavirus pandemic to the impact of George Floyd's death and the Black Lives Matter movement, Gil will talk with the newsmakers and bring you the latest. Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 1 p.m. on WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Because of COVID, more high schoolers are considering trades rather than going to college. A new study shows eating dark chocolate could help prevent coronary heart disease. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the 2020 election is in jeopardy because of the president's relationship with Russia.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The whole kneeling thing in the NFL, you got guys saying that they're going to do it. I'm seeing all these baseball players now, different teams watching baseball. You got the Reds kneeling, the A's, the Giants. A lot of teams are kneeling. Athletes are kneeling. In your league here, you're the chairman of this thing. Is that going to be allowed if the women want to take a knee during the anthem? What's the policy on that for you guys?
Well, if it was up to me, I'd say no. If you can't respect our national anthem, get the hell out of the country. Then that's the way I feel. Of course, I'm old-fashioned. So I'm only going to say what I feel. I think there's a way that you protest and there's a way you don't protest. You don't protest against the flag. You don't protest against this country who's given you the opportunity to make a living playing a sport that you never thought would happen. So I don't want to hear all the crap.
That's former NFL great Mike Ditka. 49 minutes after 6 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here on Talk Radio WBOB. The only thing that stinks about not being able to go to the games is I actually want to boo people when they kneel down during the national anthem. That's the best part of the game. That's like watching the professional wrestlers come out. You're yelling at them knowing that it's all prearranged.
Well, it could actually come across, if you're not careful, sounding like you're booing the national anthem and not the kneelers.
Well, that's a good point. It's a good point. So listen to this clip. Former mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, did not support the kneeling down with Colin Kaepernick and the rest of the gang back in 2017. Now he's had a change of mind. He says his participation, he's Jewish now, of going to the local synagogue, and he compares it with other churches out there and with other religious services. He says that kneeling down during a national anthem is the same thing as kneeling down during a church service.
It's taking a knee, and someone told me you had a change of heart on this. What did they mean?
Oh, you know, when it first happened, Colin took a knee. I was like, you know, you have to respect America. And I didn't think that was appropriate. And, you know, at the religious services, the high holiday Jewish services, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we actually, in the middle of services, do take a knee and bow to God in our humbleness and understanding we have work to do to live up to God's image and doing God's work. And as I started to expand my reading in the Islamic faith, the Catholic faith, moments, one takes a knee in awe of both respect to God, but also humbly knowing that our work and seeing God's work here on earth is not done. Here is a knee is out of, out to the flag, and what it represents about America, not out of disrespect, but that America has fallen short of its promise.
All right. Did you buy any of that?
I did not, to be frank with you. But again, gosh, you know, it's such a controversial issue. In one sense, I like the fact that there's not violence, you know, to be frank with you. But I'm highly offended that they're disrespecting the flag and the country. But to say that they're worshiping the Lord, you know, when they're taking a knee, you know.
Now, Roger, would you say giving the middle finger to somebody is disrespectful?
Yeah, probably.
But it's not really violent now, is it?
It's not violent.
So this is, I mean, is what I'm sitting back is, where do these individuals come up with this mindset? It's political polling, folks. They realize it's big on the left. Guess what? Mm-hmm. You don't want to look like one of the few of old-fashioned like Ditka. Mm-hmm. If you're a Democrat, I'm not saying Ditka is, but I'm just trying to figure out the comparison, because the left always likes to use narratives and take scripture out of context. By the way, several of you on my conservative aisles, and I've had to shut some of you individuals down, try to take scripture out of context, to use it for a context that somehow equivalent what's going on with today, when the two don't go hand in hand. All right? Just because I have that much respect for the Bible. Now, having said all of that, the liberal left is notorious. Oh, Jesus was a socialist. If Jesus was alive today, he'd be extending unemployment benefits to $800 a week. Oh, yeah, I've gotten those emails as well. I'm like, well, where do you find that at? Well, they're taking the scripture out of context. So, but I'm just saying, where is the mindset where some of those on the left come out and say, well, kneeling down is, we're going to make it somehow on the same basis of equal it out to those of kneeling down in church. When I kneel in church, if you do that, or you kneel on your bed, I'm not protesting God. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it as a show of respect.
Right.
The kneeling down is not showing respect for the country. It's showing disrespect to the national anthem.
It sounded like, you know, former Mayor Emanuel was trying to be a peacemaker, which is admirable. At the same time, he uses dishonesty in doing so, which is not admirable. So, you know, to say that this was somehow an act of worship, you know, totally goes over my head. No.
Coming up next, Daryl Daniels being interviewed by News 4 Jax. He says this investigation has been gone into whatever happened with him and a mistress is all political out there. We'll get into that. Mayor Linda Curry. Actually, I watched the interview with News 4 Jax. Curry looked totally cool, man, laid back. I mean, sometimes we see Curry get very excited.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's like, thank gosh, man, we're not having an RNC convention here.
All the guys flying in from Portland are not coming in.
I mean, the mayor really, I got to tell you, I've seen interviews with the mayor. He's usually, he looked like he had decaf. He was just totally cool. I mean, you know, I praise the mayor when he's right, and we're critical of the mayor when he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But totally just kind of laid back. We got some of that clips coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 295 southbound, right between Atlantic and Beach, an accident still has the right lane blocked and it's still causing some slow traffic. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed in the morning. Thunderstorms develop in the afternoon, the high 91. Tonight, overcast with a low of 75, and right now it's 73.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Are you experiencing leg pain, swelling, cramping, or restless legs? Dr. James St. George can help you by improving your vein circulation. Did you know that most insurance covers vein treatment? Dr. St. George can help you stop living with the pain of varicose veins. Dr. St. George is North Florida's vein doctor and has 25 years as a board-certified vein specialist. Set up your free ultrasound vein screening at stjohnsvein.com. That's stjohnsvein.com. Change your leg, aches, change your life with Dr. St. George and the St. John's Vein Center.
Have 20 minutes to spare this week? You can get a complete workout that will make you stronger and healthier in just 20 minutes once a week. Sound intriguing? Fit 20 is a revolutionary science-based training program that can help you get back into shape after all this stay-at-home stuff, whether you are 18 or 80. When you go, there's never more than two people and a personalized trainer who walks you through every minute of your training. Everything is sanitized, there are temperature checks, and trainers are masked. The Fit 20 studio is kept super cool, so you don't sweat, no need to shower, or even change into workout clothes. Go in shorts and flip-flops. It's so unique, there are only six in the entire country, and two of those just opened in Jacksonville. One in Jacks Beach, and the other at Tapestry Park, both super easy to get to. It's so unique, you need to see it for yourself. So check them out on Facebook at Fit 20 Jacks Beach or Fit 20 Tapestry Park. You can try it out for free, and they have a special, just $99 for 4 weeks. Get stronger, get healthier, sleep better. Fit 20. Fit in 20 minutes just once a week.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Man, I'm still looking at that chocolate store.
Good
here.
News for chocolate fans. Eating the delicious treat more than once a week could help lower your chances of developing coronary heart disease. This according to a study from the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston.
From the Fox Business Network, Dagan McDowell, a new study out there. It says, she had asked the question, okay, is it milk chocolate? I mean, hello. Or is it dark chocolate? According to City MD, Dr. Jeanette Nieswald, she says dark chocolate is good for you in moderation when it comes to help preventing heart disease.
If you eat chocolate about once a week, moderation, then potentially it can lower your blood pressure. It can improve blood flow and circulation to the brain and to your heart, and might even have a positive impact on your HDL, which is the good cholesterol. Mm-hmm. But the key is which chocolate. Most likely it's the dark chocolate, because chocolates contain what's called polyphenols, flavonols, which are strong antioxidants. They help fight inflammation in the body, help protect your body against environmental toxins. So in that sense, it can help reduce the inflammation in your blood vessels.
All right, how many all into that? Roger's more, I don't know enough about it. Mm-hmm. Roger, you're probably pretty critical of it, right?
You know what? I don't know enough either, but to be frank with you, I'm not buying a hook, line, and sinker either. You know, if
I don't
anything,
know enough, yeah.
Sugar-free dark chocolate cocoa powder maybe added to your coffee with no sweetener may have some benefit to
I
it.
I stay away from chocolates anyway. So do you buy into that? All right, 831-0600-904-831-0600 as we pass the box of chocolates around until the 7 a.m. hour. Talk Radio W.